I'm gonna play this song just because it's I don't know, it's just kind of making Sir Mark cry.
She's an ugly girl. Does it make you want to kill her? She's an ugly girl. Do you want to kick in her face? She's an ugly girl. She doesn't pose a threat. She's an ugly girl. Does that make you feel safe? Ugly girl. Ugly girl, do you hate her? 'Cause she's pieces of you. She's a pretty girl. Does she make you think nasty thoughts? She's a pretty girl. Pretty girl, do you call her a bitch? She's a pretty girl, did she sleep with your whole town? Pretty girl, pretty girl, do you hate her? 'Cause she's pieces of you. Say he's a faggot. Does it make you want to hurt him? You say he's a faggot. Do you want to kick in his brains? You say he's a faggot. Does it make you sick to your stomach? You say he's a faggot. Are you afraid you're faggot, faggot? Do you hate him? 'Cause he's pieces of you. Say he's a Jew. Does it mean that he's tight? Say he's a Jew. Do you? He'll never wear that funny hat again. You say he's a Jew, as though being born were a sin. Oh, Jew.
Great song.
Yes.
Oh,
did I get you almost to tears, honey?
No, I love the song. I'm okay,
you
hate
him?
I'm used to it by now.
You're used to it? I gotta find another one. That's it. That was Jewel. It was a song called Pieces of You. I think it's on the same album. I happened across this particular song. I have a lot of music. I have several hundred gigs of music that I paid for. And when I was trying to get the station figured out and trying to, you know, make things work, I just went on for a bunch of nights and just started playing tunes. And I started playing this one, and I thought, oh, my God, that's going to so make Sir Mark ball. And I just made note of it. That's all.
It's a great song. And talking about the song, I'm going to have a meeting actually next week with two bars in Toronto. We are planning an event in Toronto for to bring awareness and education about anti-bullying.
Yes, we do need to talk about that.
And we need to do one in Buffalo, too.
We are. We're going to do two. If you go on the website, you see where it says we're doing two venues, one in Toronto, one in Buffalo.
And I will get Gladys involved with that. Great friend of mine, Nate, he actually teaches at middle school. We'll yeah, definitely support that.
He's great.
Yep.
So the point is I want to do a big event in Toronto to raise money, but not only about money. It's to raise attention for people because it has been in the forefront of the news. It affected most of us in our lives at one point.
It's still an issue, even with laws that have been passed.
It is an issue, and it's not only a children issue. It's an adult issue. Some people are bullies at work. Some people are bullies at home with their wife or partners.
And sometimes people are bullies without knowing they're doing it.
Yes,
some bullies run for president of the United States.
I have a sound effect.
They have sons? Hold on. And they raise sons.
They raise sons
who are bullies too. That say that if they have a choice, they could punch out the president, but Secret Service are in the way. Oh, that would be Mitt Romney's son. The hot one, in fact, he's actually hot, but he did say that.
All right, let's move back to what we're saying.
Well, back to anti-bullying. Anti-bullying party in Toronto.
Yes.
Anybody who can volunteer and help or have connection with caterers who can offer gifts and so forth. Basically,
go to the website. The whole entire page.
Put your name, your info, what you'd like to do, and so forth. Basically, I'd like to do it from 2 to 7 o'clock with live entertainment. So if you know people who would be willing, we've all been affected one way or another.
Can I do a sex show?
No, it will be an adult and children involved. And
no dead entertainment?
No.
No what?
Adult.
Dead entertainment.
No dead.
What's that?
Well, if there's live entertainment, there should be dead entertainment.
Don't give up your day job.
Yeah.
Boy.
I don't have another hole to fill. They're all done.
Anyway, check out the info, please. If you'd like to volunteer and be part of it, that would be great.
Yes,
appreciate.
Please.
Now, let's get back to, we were away, and Master Noel and I started talking about fetishes and certain things.
I'm really afraid of where this is going.
Yes, we're going to go there right now. Because we are. So, and I was talking about, we'd had a few drinks, about...
Early in the show, he says, I don't drink.
Well, no, from time to time I do, and about different fetishes. And, you know, my types in men varies from young-looking to boys to chubbies to skinny to tall ones to everything in between. To people in their 18s.
I'm rolling my eyes because you've expanded it. Anyways.
Big dicks.
No, that's the thing that Master Noel and I are quite different. I have one of my little fetish thing. I think.
One of my 400 little fetish things.
One of my fetishes, I'm not saying is,
wow.
I have a thing about good-looking, dirty old man.
Are you talking like pedophiles, sir?
No, I'm not talking about pedophiles. I'm talking about...
He wants an old dude to blow him.
A good-looking, older guy that knows how to give a good blowjob, and that's all he wants to do. I think it's hot.
And when you're like fat chicks?
And when you're 40 years old, like Sir Mark is, older men usually mean 70.
Because fat chicks give great blowjobs. Am I right, sir?
Yes.
They do.
I don't disagree with you at all.
The fatter they are, the better the blowjob.
Well,
pretty close. As long as they had teeth. I never did one that didn't have teeth.
I have. So anyways, back to Sir Mark with your fetish of old gentlemen.
So anyway, there has to be a certain look.
He's
about 40
them. Now.
I'm way past 40, actually.
Oh, are you? Oh, so now we're into the 80s that are dumbing them.
You know. No. I mean, I don't. People say, you know, sometimes you go on profiles and go, nobody above whatever or under. No, it's on the individual. Sometimes somebody has a look.
Oh, my gosh. I just...
Something.
I saw something.
Quick.
You watch The Simpsons? Or no?
Mr. Burns, no.
Mr. Burns?
No.
You kind of look like the assistant that has a thing for Mr. Burns.
You are really digging your grave tonight, boy. It's a good... for 2 weeks.
Careful.
All right. Anyway, there's a question.
We have two questions.
Two questions. Let's the first one was...
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. I got to find it.
Coming out as a BDSM, quote, enthusiast, has been likened to a second coming out. How do you feel becoming more transparent with friends and family about your BDSM lifestyle? Apollo Pup, you had asked that. I'm assuming it was directed in general to us as a panel. We'll do this individually. Sir Mark, go ahead, please.
Okay, well, for me, which was very interesting, I mean, I was part of the BDSM part a very long time ago, and then I was away from it for a long time, and then, but it's all through the years, say the past 20 years, it's always been part of me, sometimes quietly, even part of my second job, which some of you know what it is. I don't want to mention it right now, but...
It has nothing to do with shoes.
Being an entertainer, I've always, most of the time, finished my routine into my leathers, just to show that it doesn't change who you are. And I came out to my family and friends, really, in the past, I would say about 5 years. I would say about 8 years. Slowly, but more so in the past 7 years, really being involved in events, from participating to volunteering to running for Eastern Canada Leather Sir and winning, and then really realized that it had been a part of my life for a very long time, and I truly didn't care if people agreed, accepted it or not, because I've learned a long time ago, I left home at 15 and a half to be happy and to live my life, because I'd seen people, part of my life, who basically destroyed their life and other people's life because they weren't happy, because they couldn't be themselves. And I made one point in my life that I would be happy at no matter cost. And I'm finally happy. I've discovered a great family and support, and I've never been happier. And my coworkers and friends and true friends and family see it. So it's never too late. And if people do not accept you for who you are and what you are, it's okay, because other people will. And the people who do accept you realize that it doesn't change who you are. You're still a caring, loving person. They will be part of your life. And if they don't want to be, it's their loss. It's not yours. And live your life and enjoy it to the fullest. Master Noel.
Well, I really hate to do this to everybody, but guess what? It's commercial time. So when we come back, I'm going to answer that same question. Commercial?
Commercial time.
Commercial. Just remember, triple duck.
We're back. And now I've
Stupid-ass commercials, eh? We got to do them just because, you know, when we do the podcast, I need an actual cut for the 15. That's why we're doing it.
So I've said how I...
What was the question again?
How did you...
Oh, I remember. Why don't we just read the question again?
Read the question.
All right. Boy Neil? The question?
Well, where is it?
I'll read the question. Coming out as a BDSM enthusiast has been likened to a second coming out. How do you feel becoming more transparent with friends, quote, and family about your BDSM lifestyle, Boy Neil? And first off, describe how are you out with your family?
With my family, I'm not totally out, I guess, as far as my BDSM lifestyle with my family. They know I am in a poly family. They know that I call Master Master and I call Sir Sir. So
that's not being out?
I guess I am. But with it's
your
weird
kids know you call somebody a master
kids.
And your kids know somebody a sir.
But I think I've never, you know, I try to think, how could I overly shock my own children? I mean, if you know my life story, I raised my children, so it's been kind of bizarre. I was married 18 years. When I got the divorce and then came out, as soon as the divorce was finalized, which is a two-year divorce, my oldest would have been like 14 and my youngest was about 10. And then they'd come out and they find out their dad, who they're living with, is gay, and then he's involved in some weird BDSM thing, and then they find out he's building St. Andrew's crosses and stocks and paddles and his
for his master.
For his master. You know, I don't know, but you know, I've always been the type of person where I've never been afraid to be out and okay with who I am. I guess I've never had a self-esteem issue where it bothered me, so it just wasn't anything.
Okay.
And
I just need to say one thing. I'm going to interject. I need to interject 1 second. Somebody in the chat room just said not out. And it's okay if you're not out, too.
That's fine, yeah. Yes. Totally fine.
It is okay. It's very okay.
Totally fine.
Because certain people can keep it.
We're
going
to come back to what you were saying, boy. No.
Can keep it separate. And that's all right. That's
no
problem.
It's okay if you're not out.
Yeah,
You'll find that at one point it may start to slowly creep into your regular day life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like barking at people. I know.
You know what? That
bugs.
Was kind of like, I'll be honest, too. When I first, you know, when after my divorce and separation and I was starting to mess around with men, because I really tried to stay straight. I really, really did.
Well, God told me.
I'm sure you tried.
Even to the point where I went out to the straight clubs and all, and I'd have these chicks sitting on me. It'd be like, I just wasn't into it. And then I went to a gay club. Finally, it took me.
Wait, back to the question. We're sidetracked here. Come on, back to the question.
It hasn't really changed anything for me.
It hasn't changed anything. So what you're saying, if I may, because I want to bring that question back up. So it hasn't been a second coming out for you.
You no, came it
out.
Really
you came out.
It,
well, you said you came out gay to your kids, and that was cool. There was a time frame in between that before they knew you were making the dungeon equipment and the paddles and that.
But I think they always knew the day I was a little freaky.
Okay.
They figured it out.
That's cool. All right.
When your kids live with you, they figure it out. I mean,
right.
When I came out to my boys, they're like, "Duh, Dad." It's like, well. So,
well, yeah, you were banging your.
We already knew this.
You were banging the same guys, for Christ's sake.
That your boy was.
The one, but.
All right, so back, I guess, to me.
And they actually, it turns out, had found some of my toys. And I told you the real freaky thing happened.
Well, actually, I could be a little nervous about this.
One of my son's friends used to, when I was at work and he knew I was working late, when he was over hanging out with my son.
Used to sniff your toys?
Used to sneak in my room and suck and lick on my dildos. Yes, sir.
Oh, boy,
in
Neil.
In my bed. Yes, I recently found that out, sir.
Okay.
From the person who did it. He texted me and told me this whole story.
Because he wants to what? Spend some time with you now?
Yes.
Is he the one that's the boy that you're trying to convert?
No, it isn't.
All right, good. Because that's just a little too creepy. Well, that's not that creepy.
But he actually used to, and he found my dildos in my room. And
wow.
He do that.
I would be so pissed that
that's
he involved. You know,
so
not that he licked the dildos, that he was in your space.
In
that's
space,
what would have pissed me off.
But I was real open. I would leave my door open. It didn't matter. I was weird, sir.
Okay. I'm all good, too. So the question again, so we've heard from Sir Mark, obviously, and Boy Neil.
It wasn't a real
coming out as a BDSM, quote, enthusiast. Has it been likened to a second coming out? How do you feel? I never had a first coming out, so quite honestly.
I'm wondering about with you, sir, because, I mean, I've seen pictures of.
You've
anyway,
seen pictures of what, Boy Neil?
Sheila in that sling right behind me, sir.
Yeah. You, I...
But Master Noel is a different entity in its home.
Why am I so different?
I think you were always kinky, though. Tell me about kink parties you had up here.
I used to have naked parties here where you checked your clothes out the door. There was no sex allowed. If you were, I would kick your fucking
so
ass.
So it wasn't like a
I would beat the shit
party?
Out of them. No, it was not like you throw your keys in a bowl.
Because when I thought I was still straight, I used to go to swingers parties.
No.
And then where you threw your keys in the bowl and then you grabbed a bowl full of Viagra because they're always at doctor's houses.
Nope. It was... You would come to the party and you would be naked. You would hang your clothes. You could either hang them, or and that was it.
But no touching, no.
I would kick your fucking ass. That was not allowed. It was just comfortable.
So what was
to
it
be
about?
Naked. Being
just
naked.
Being naked.
Being naked. Then
that's
there was
not
other.
Boring, sir.
Well, you know what? Then there was
for
other.
For you especially.
There was other parties.
Special parties.
Well, I mean, it's hysterical that a friend. I'm going to say her name because she's never going to listen to the damn show, Margaret. At that time, who went real religious, I wonder why. We used to duct tape this one other individual and put a candle in his mouth and light it and watch the wax actually drip down his face. I mean, like, we did some really kinky shit. And, I mean, again, for when I was with Sheila for how long, and she, which is, for you who don't know, which is my ex-wife, when we got all done with this and I introduced my ex-wife to the pups and the boys, like, I mean, I started out... Really, I mean, she saw the very first experience she had was, okay, honey, I'm coming out and I want to do this, so I'm going to start. I wanted to be a dominant, and I researched it, so when I realized that I was going to be a pup, and I had to find someone to handle me as a pup. So I did that, and the first experience my ex-wife and my daughter had was going to trial for first pride with me in a collar.
And a leash.
In leather.
With your ass
leather.
Out.
And I had a friend of mine who actually I had hired to make leather harnesses for Sir Mark and I, and I was a submissive at that time. And so I think, Sir Mark, you can actually say it because you say it so much better. I'm on the couch with my head on my ex-wife's lap, wearing a dog collar, naked, and he's getting fitted for a harness that I've hired someone to come and do for him.
And it was so weird because we're standing in my apartment, downtown Toronto, on the second floor, overlooking Yonge Street, and there was a mirror on the left-hand side, and I'm naked in front of his wife, Master Noel's wife.
She was still my wife at that
still
time.
Still wife, mm-hmm. And his friend John is fitting me from a harness that Master Noel gave me as a gift.
Whatever I was at that time, yeah.
And I looked in the mirror and I went, wow, this is fucked up. This is Jerry Springer.
Oh, and I didn't know who Jerry Springer was at the time.
If somebody would have told me that here I am in my apartment at the time.
I still think our family should end up on Springer.
No.
No, yes. We need to write a book, actually.
Let's continue on with
anyway, I'm looking in the mirror. I'm looking in the mirror and there is my
Pup,
who at the time was not my partner,
married
naked
a woman
with a tail up his ass on his wife's lap, and I went, wow, if somebody would have told me that.
Which plug did you use, sir? Which
small one, not the one we have now.
Not the one, yeah, it was amazing. And
that one got broken off, that's right, sir.
No, that was a different one.
And that's why I say back again, you will get the people in your life that belongs in your life and will be there for you when you do decide if it is the right time for you to come out or to explain to them what your life is all about. The proof is right here. Mm. Master Noel and his ex-wife are still great friends. She's a good friend of mine. Yep. His kids are part of our family. And that's what I like to tell people, that it is scary and it may not be right for you, and that is okay. You don't have to go to that extreme. But if you not being true to yourself affects your day-to-day life and you would like to come out, yes, there are risks. But with those risks, you will find a fulfillment.
Yeah, that's very true. And again, with what I did, I didn't know any better. And I personally, you know, and I owe Sir Mark so very much because... Again, I just didn't know better. You know, I was on the road.
That's kind of how I was. I came out at Pride in Toronto with my kids, and I remember that's when my sons just looked at me and went, Dad, we kind of figured out where. And I think my oldest son, Marcos, or no, David, my middle son's a wise ass. You haven't met him, goes, Dad, we're at fucking gay Pride in Toronto. You don't think we know this? Mm. My poor daughter, who was only like 10, goes like, Dad, you can't be gay. You're my father. It was funny.
So going back to coming out with all that, so I did all that with my wife and my kids. And then my parents, when I came out to them, I mean, boy, Neil, you've met and you've served both my parents as a boy with the pup. So, yes, I didn't know that wasn't what you were supposed to do. Like, really? No, really, they're my boys. And
your mother liked it.
She wanted her own boys. Yeah.
And your dad sat down with us. Yep. We were done on the floor between
us. And again, the thing is, so people come out in different ways, and that's all. It is about time that we're going
to
take a
And there's a question that Captain Porno would like to ask Master Noel, and if you could answer it, and I'm trying to look it up and find it. If you could text it back.
Yep, repost it, because you know what? It's about time that we have to take do me a favor and just actually email it. That would be just as easy, because we're doing what we're doing. Sometimes it's a little bit hard for us to actually to follow what's going on in the chat room. We apologize if we miss some things and all. But you are listening to House of MNSM.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
Or something or other. I got to piss, boy. Open your mouth.